I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
Woo-hoo. All right, this from NBC4 in Washington, D.C. Not sure what's going on at the CIA, but last week, a 58-year-old woman named Jennifer Hernandez went to the headquarters in Langley, Virginia, every day for 3 straight days. And she kept telling them she's there to see a recruiter. But they're like, okay, do you have an appointment? Or what do you mean you're here to see a recruiter at the CIA? Finally, after the 3rd day, she says, I want to speak to Agent Penis. And they said, what? They said, when the officers at the front complex wouldn't let her go meet Agent Penis, she told him, quote...
Well, wait, they wouldn't let her?
No.
Because there is one?
I don't know.
There must be.
She told them, do you really think I'm going to leave? So she was arrested for trespassing, and the CIA, it turns out, there really is an Agent Penis, and Jennifer was their top recruit. I mean, they're not sure if somebody goes by the name Agent Penis there or not.
Well, wait a second. You said that there is one, though.
Well, they're not saying. She says...
Because of the CIA, we're not saying?
They're not saying if there is or not. There could be.
Well, yeah, if they're not saying, there could be an Agent Brad Cash. I mean, who would know?
There could be. I don't know. She went there 3 days in a row specifically asking to see Agent Penis. And at the 3rd day, they said, okay, we can't let you see Agent Penis, but you can't be here asking this anymore. And so they arrested her for trespassing. But they didn't deny it.
I'll tell you one thing I know for sure. Guys, if you have Agent Penis, go see your doctor right away. Okay, this next story here comes to us from Norfolk, Virginia. And I only pass this story along to you because of the names of the restaurants involved here. What is it that they say about eating Chinese? You eat
Half
Chinese
hour later, you're hungry again?
You're hungry again. Okay. Well, apparently it goes the same way for people who rob Chinese restaurants. Because one guy robbed 8 Chinese restaurants in 2 days.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, they don't have this guy, but they've got some good video of him. And so I'll give you the names of them. See if there's one of these in your town, and there probably are. The names of the restaurants: China Number 1, Golden City, Golden China, Super China, China King, Golden City, Garden China, and of course, Chinatown.
You got to use like one of those 4 names and combine them somehow?
They're missing a wall. There should be a wall. They should have a wall restaurant.
Maybe. Somewhere. There's always the one. The like... Something won. China won.
Yeah.
And finally, in Haines City, Florida, on Saturday night, a man was arrested for drunk driving. And it wasn't your normal flip on the lights and pull over somebody who's swerving. Not for Gary Wayne Anderson, who is 68 years old. He crashed into a cruiser, a police cruiser, about 7 o'clock while driving his riding lawnmower. He hit a cruiser driving drunk on his riding lawnmower. And so they test him up. He's blowing a .24, 3 times the legal limit. And they, you know, he was all laughing, thought it was funny and stuff until they brought him downtown and he started realizing that this was going to be his 3rd drunk driving conviction. And his license has been...
But the funniest.
The funniest. His license has been suspended since 1978, so maybe that's why he was driving a riding lawnmower that ran into a police cruiser at 7 o'clock at night. But John, he was riding the riding lawnmower, which had a trailer hooked onto the lawnmower.
With beer.
That had a cooler in it when he slammed into the police car.
What Wisconsin town was this?
No, this was Florida.